Happy Friday, everyone. Today is January 29th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1900, the American League organized in Buffalo, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis. In 1936, the first players are elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame: Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. In 1948, Commissioner Happy Chandler fines the Yankees, Cubs, and Phillies $500 each for signing high school players. In 1955, John Williams Cox buys Yankee Stadium, sells the grounds to the Knights of Columbus, and later leaves the structure for Rice University that was established in 1962. In 1964, the most lopsided high school basketball game with a score of 211-29 is played in Louisiana. Also in 1964, NBC and the AFL come to a TV rights agreement for 5 years for $36 million. In 1980, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the LA Lakers 154-153 in quadruple overtime. In 1981, the American League approves the sale of the White Sox to Jerry Reinsdorf and Eddie Einhorn for $20 million. The American League also approves the sale of 80% of the Seattle Mariners to George Argyros for $104 million. 1982, Old Dominion ends Louisiana Tech's women's basketball team's record of 54 straight wins. Also in 1982, Wayne Garland, baseball's first millionaire free agent, is waived by the Indians. In 1985, Yuri Curry of the Edmonton Oilers scores his 100th point of the season in his 39th game. In 1988, the Detroit Pistons draw a then-record NBA regular season crowd of 61,983 fans to the Pontiac Silverdome for a 125-108 win over the Boston Celtics. In 1989, after 9 years of use, game-winning RBI is dropped as an official statistic. The New York Mets' Keith Hernandez is the all-time leader with 129. In 1994, Frankie Randall beats Mexican boxing legend Julio Cesar Chavez by split decision to win the WBC super lightweight title at MGM Grant in Las Vegas. In 2000, Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz becomes the third player in NBA history to score 30,000 career points. He finishes with 35 in a 96-94 loss to Minnesota. Malone joined Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with 38,387 and Wilt Chamberlain, who had 31,419. In 2007, Ken Dryden's number 29 jersey is retired by the Montreal Canadiens. In 2012, American snowboarder Shaun White achieves the first ever Super Pipe perfect score of 100 in Winter X Games history. In 2014, Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the first non-Spanish player to captain Real Madrid, making his 500th appearance for the club. In 2018, the Cleveland Indians announced they will remove the Chief Wahoo logo from their uniforms in 2019. Also in 2018, David Beckham launches a Major League Soccer club in Miami. And in 2019, in the aftermath to a wild ending to UFC 229, fighters Khabib and McGregor are fined and suspended retroactively to October 6th, 2018. Khabib was fined $500,000 and suspended for 9 months, and McGregor was fined $50,000 and suspended for 6 months. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. I've decided that if your number gets retired, you're probably doing something right, whether it's a little bit for a franchise or something monumental. So for that reason, today we're going to be looking at the playing career of Ken Dryden. goalie Ken Dryden made his NHL debut on March 20th, 1971, in a home game against his brother, Dave Dryden, a fellow backup goaltender for the Buffalo Sabres, when Rohit Vahan suffered an injury that required him to leave the game. According to my records, to this day, it stands as the only time a pair of brothers faced off against each other as goalkeepers. He was called up from the minors late in the season and played only 6 regular season games, but rang up an impressive 1.65 goals against average. This earned him the starting goaltending job for the playoffs ahead of the veteran Vachon, and he helped the Canadiens win the Stanley Cup. He also won the Conn Smythe Trophy as most valuable player in the playoffs. He helped the Habs win 5 more Stanley Cups in 73, 76, 77, 78, and 79. The following year, Dryden won the Calder Trophy as the Rookie of the Year. He was not eligible for it in the previous year because he did not play enough regular season games. He is the only player to win the Conn Smythe Trophy before winning the Rookie of the Year award, and the only goaltender to win both the Conn Smythe and the Stanley Cup before losing a regular season game. In the fall of 1972, Dryden played for Team Canada in the 1972 Summit Series against the Soviet National Ice Hockey Team. Dryden played from 1971 to 1979 with a break during the 1973-74 season. He was unhappy with the contract that the Canadiens had offered him, which he considered less than his market worth, given that he had won the Stanley Cup and Vezina Trophy. He announced on September 14, 1973, that he was joining the Toronto law firm of Ulser, Haskins, and Harcourt as a legal clerk for the year, for $135 a week. He skipped training camp and held out that season. The Canadiens still had a good year, going 45-24-9, but lost in the first round of the playoffs to the New York Rangers in 6 games. The Canadiens had allowed 56 more goals in the 1973-74 season than they had the year before with Dryden. Dryden used that year to fulfill the requirements for his law degree at McGill. He retired for the last time on July 9, 1979. Compared to those of most other great hockey players, Dryden's career was very short, just over 7 full seasons. Thus, he did not amass record totals in most statistical categories. As he played all his years with a dynasty and retired before he passed his prime, his statistical percentages are unparalleled. His regular season totals include a .743 winning percentage, a 2.24 goals against average, a .922 save percentage, 46 shutouts, and 258 wins, with only 57 losses and 74 ties in his 397 NHL games. He won the Vezina Trophy 5 times as the goaltender on the team who allowed the fewest goals, and in the same years was selected as a first-team All-Star. In 1998, he was ranked number 25 on the Hockey News' list of 100 greatest hockey players, a remarkable accomplishment for a player with a comparatively brief career. At 6'4", Dryden was so tall that during stoppages in play, he struck what became his trademark pose, leaning upon his stick. He became known as the four-story goalie, and was once referred to as that thieving giraffe by Boston Bruins superstar Phil Esposito in reference to Dryden's skill and height. Dryden was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983 as soon as he was eligible. His jersey number 29 was retired by the Canadiens on January 29, 2007. He was inducted into the Ontario Sports Hall of Fame in 2011. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or any other platform. We'd also like you to follow us on all social media at Sport History Pod. Again, at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.